Nikki and Danilo. Visit mantraforum.com.au to win free fuel.
97.3 Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello, well, actually, technically just DeMello here. Nikki's away till Monday. Love a good study. New study finds that movies with female lead stars outperform male-led movies at the box office. In fact, the more a movie costs to make, the better it does at the box office if it has a female out front. For movies costing, and I'm guessing this is American dollars, by the way, for movies costing $100 million and up, women-led flicks grossed $586 million on average compared with $514 million for movies led by men. Now, while that might not seem incredibly huge a difference, imagine what you could get up to with like a spare $72 million. Yeah, a bit. The study looked at 350 movies released between 2014 and 2017. Wow, so that's despite that Ghostbusters remake. Imagine how much more the gap would have been if you took that one out.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
All right, let's see how this goes. First off, Ellen DeGeneres has said she's considering ending her popular daytime talk show. Well, sort of, at least. She's told the New York Times her hosting duties on the Ellen DeGeneres show may come to an end in the next few years. Though, she did recently extend her contract till mid-2020, but she's grappling with whether or not to retire after that. No doubt the quitting talk's been fueled by her recent Netflix special.
A friend of mine was at my house and I told him I'm going to do stand-up again. And he said, really? And I said, yeah, I was hoping for more of a really? And he said, well, do you think you're still relatable? Just then, Batu, my butler, stepped into the library. A few years ago, I started ending my show by saying, be kind to one another. But here's the downside. I can never do anything unkind, ever. I shouldn't even have a horn in my car. Like, if someone cuts me off in a dangerous way, if I honk, they're like, Ellen?
Yeah. Maroon 5 is reportedly not having a good time planning their 2019 Super Bowl halftime show. The quote from a source says they're having a lot of trouble finding guests, despite earlier reports the group's Girls Like You collaborator Cardi B might join their performance.
You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy, but every other girl you meet is too gazy.
The insider has added, well, as of today, she's not. There has been a bit of back and forth, but right now it's a no. Gwen Stefani's talked relationships on the US version of the Today Show this week, and she says she's not feeling pressure to get engaged to her boyfriend Blake Shelton.
There is zero pressure. I think that we're just trying to be in the moment as much as we can.
He is your forever, right? Do you feel that?
So, yeah.
Okay, and combining two of the most interesting things in entertainment, Post Malone and shoes, particularly Crocs, Post Malone has released a second collaboration with Crocs this week. The all-yellow version of the iconic classic clog, designed by Post, features a barbed wire graphic across the front and a Postico motif on the lateral heel. It's a very fancy way of describing it, isn't it? Shoes went on sale Tuesday and they have already sold out, so I'm sorry, you can't get them.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Hello there. Yes, just DeMello doing it today. But charging on with the three things that you will need to make your day more complete. Like, for example, guys, can I remind you it's not too late to join the fundraising for bowel cancer with Decemberd. We've only reached the halfway point of December, which is in itself kind of scary. But yes, that means you can just back off the shaving for the rest of the month and see how much you can earn and see how much you can annoy your partner. If you want a reply from Santa, kids, Australia Post reminds us that tomorrow is your last chance to post him a letter. That's if you want to get a reply. And if I recall correctly, it's addressed to Santa Claus, North Pole, and I think it's all the nines for the postcodes. But it will get there generally, however you know. If you address it to Sandra, it'll get there. And he'll get back to you if you send it to him by tomorrow. And speaking Christmas, the Rockingham Christmas Lights Festival is happening on Saturday between 5 and 9pm with a lot of free family activities, as you'd imagine, including the inaugural Christmas Street Parade. Details about that or anything else happening, check coastlive.com.au.
Nikki and DeMello's.
It's a very, very
weird world.
Okay, how Christmassy is this? A street in West Germany copped a Willy Wonka-style dose of repaving, right? when a ton of chocolate flowed out of a local factory covering an entire road. Now, according to a German newspaper, the quote, small technical defect, involved a storage tank causing the chocolatey goodness to spill from the Dreimeister chocolate factory in the town of Westonen in Werl. Despite the accent, I have no idea if they are correct pronunciations, by the way. Anyway, after hitting the cold pavement, the gooey milk chocolate quickly hardened into the land of chocolate.
Mmm, the land of chocolate.
That's right. But the decadent boulevard was short-lived with emergency services called in to fix the road. Apparently around 25 firefighters spent hours trying to pry the chocolate coating off with shovels and hot water and even torches. I'm guessing like flaming torches used to remove the remaining bits from cracks and holes. I'm amazed none of them tried using wafer or even a spoon, you know? Come on, be honest. You'd at least want to try some, wouldn't you?